You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
In the fall of 2013, Gary Temple Bodley began channeling a group of non-physical teachers known as Joshua. Soon thereafter, Joshua asked Gary to start writing. They have since produced 4 books and answered hundreds of questions in written form. In the spring of 2016, on the Law of Attraction cruise, Gary underwent hypnosis and Joshua spoke through him for the first time. Since that time, Gary has been practicing channeling Joshua verbally in live weekly calls with one-on-one students. These Joshua calls are now available to those of you joining us on the Leading Edge of Thought. This is the expansion of the Law of Attraction. This is Joshua Live. We're thrilled you're here.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Joshua Live. I'm Gary Temple Bodley. Today's episode is all about beliefs. Beliefs are neither true or false. They're simply our construct for this reality. And they frame a mental idea of who we are and how this environment operates and what everything is. But when you boil it down, beliefs are either empowering or limiting. And so if we can change our set of beliefs to more empowering and less limiting, we'll have a more abundant, more free, more joyful life. And that's the idea in today's podcast where Joshua explains all about our beliefs. I think you'll find it very interesting. We are going to be starting the last boot camp number 14. This will start March 15th. It's the last chance you'll have to get into a boot camp. And after this one, it's going to be closed to new people. It'll just be the existing boot campers doing it again and changing it and seeing how it works and that sort of thing. So if you'd like to get more information on that, send me an email to garybodley@gmail.com. And please remember to like and subscribe to this podcast. I hope you enjoy the show and have a wonderful week. Bye. We are thrilled to be here.
Hey, Joshua.
Hey, hello. Welcome.
Hi, Joshua.
Hi, Joshua.
We are very excited to talk to you about an interesting concept. And the concept we want to talk about today is this idea of what beliefs are. And you may have heard it said before that beliefs are nothing more than thoughts you're used to thinking, thoughts you think all the time, thoughts you just simply accept as the truth for you. And those thoughts are neither true nor false. In fact, none of your beliefs are true. None of your beliefs have anything to do with reality as it truly exists. All your beliefs are built around your physical existence and your perception of reality and the things you were taught as a child and how you navigate this reality. But no belief is true and no belief is false. In fact, your limiting beliefs are as true to you as your beneficial beliefs are. But they're simply constructs of thoughts or patterns of thoughts. And you have control over these patterns. You can change your thoughts or modify these thoughts, these beliefs, to become more empowering and less limiting. Why would you want to hold on to any limiting thoughts? Because the limiting thoughts give you a sense of an idea of how to navigate this reality. They give you a sort of construct to move within your reality. They make it seem like this reality is true or tangible or real. You are who you think you are. You know who you think you know. You think you know them. You think you know your house and your town and how to navigate through all of that. And that's very useful. The belief that you can get in your car and you can drive to the store and you can buy whatever you need and you can find your way home is very helpful. If you did not believe that, you would not ever leave your house. And there are those who exist within physical reality who have a set of beliefs that do not allow them to leave their house. Yet there are also those who, with their own unique set of beliefs, allow them to do much more fantastic things. And most humans do not think about these beliefs. They just accept them for what they are. But imagine if you had the ability to alter the beliefs, not to move away or erase whatever you think is limiting, because they still serve you, but to just transform them into a more empowering overall set of thought structures. Well, this is all tied then to your worthiness. What will you allow yourself to experience in this reality? What are you worthy of experiencing? Well, you have beliefs about your worthiness, and those beliefs were adopted in your youth. And if you can expand those set of beliefs to make them more empowering, then you will allow yourself the freedom to interact with your reality in new ways, interact with other people in new ways, think about yourself from a higher perspective, allow more things to come to you, allow more experiences to come to you, have the idea now that you're worthy of every experience that comes to you and that every experience that comes to you is for your benefit and growth, and then not need to protect yourself from any specific experience. The experience itself is neither good or bad. All experience is neutral. If an experience is designed to show you where you're limited, where you're holding on to limitations, well, that experience in and of itself, without the awareness that this is what's happening to you, or for you, we should say, could cause you some bit of fear. If you are holding on to a limitation, say lack of money, I can't do this because I don't have enough money to do it, or I can't do this because I don't deserve it, or I'm not worthy of it, well, then you simply hold yourself to a limited experience of what's possible for you. If you can expand that idea to say, I am absolutely worthy of every experience, I can absolutely be, have, and do anything I want to do, I am equal to all others, not superior to them, but absolutely equal to them. And for me to experience who I am to a greater degree, then I must have an idea where my limitations lie. And in choosing or asking for experiences that show you your limitations, which all experiences actually do, all experiences that you have, they could be the best experience you've ever had, or from your perspective, the worst experience you've ever had. All of them are designed to show you your limitations, every single one. You could say that you have an inspiration to go on a wonderful vacation, and on that vacation, you will choose where to stay, which hotel to stay at, how much to spend, where you're going to eat, what adventures you're going to go on. And in that vacation, you'll be constantly saying, well, I don't have enough money for this, or we don't have enough time for that, or maybe I'll do that next time. And in that experience, you can see where you're limiting yourself. If it's true that you are an absolutely abundant being in every sense of the word, then you could, if you believed it, do everything on that vacation. You could stay at the finest hotel, eat at the finest restaurants, go on the most exciting adventures, no matter what the cost. And then you would have to still think about how that would be limiting you. Well, if I spend all my money on this vacation, what will I have when I get home? How much work will I have to do? Where will the money come from? And these are all expansive ideas, because if you absolutely trusted how this universe worked and who you truly were, you would never, ever even think about that. It would never cross your mind where the money would come from, because you know that you would always receive everything you need to do whatever you need to do. So we say, take a look at where you can see your limitations, and then change your idea of yourself with regard to those limitations. Is this true? Is this true for me? Is this true for other people? Is there anyone else who has lived a more free, more abundant life than what I'm perceiving for myself right now? You could certainly find lots of examples of those living more limited lives. But could you reach for something higher for yourself? You see, you have to realize that you have found your way to these teachings. And just by that alone, you must know that you are a powerful explorer and a powerful creator. You could not have gotten here by accident. Everyone else who is not here is living a more limited experience of life. Every single other human being on planet Earth who is not finding these teachings, going to the extent that you're going at now, enrolled in this boot camp, are living a more limited experience of life. You are actually on the leading edge of the leading edge of exploration of thought. And this is what you intended. In fact, this is what all humans have intended. You've gotten here first. And you may say, well, it's just a coincidence. I heard a podcast or I met a friend and they showed me these things and it could have been anyone. And there's a million other teachings out there that are basically teaching similar things. And we would like to remind you that that alone is a limited belief. The belief that you got here by chance, or that it's just something interesting that you're involved in right now and you'll find something else in the future, which is true. But to believe that you are got here by accident is to deny your true power, your true advanced level of thinking, because you must understand that most humans are not ready for this information yet. Most humans are not ready to hear that they are the creator of the realities, because within that applies absolute responsibility for every single event, every single experience that you will go through. If you can think of this from a higher perspective, then that thought is not so scary. Because if something happens that causes you to feel negative emotion, you know that that's just showing you a limiting belief, and that's what you want because it'll give you higher levels of awareness about who you truly are. On a journey of self-discovery that you're all on, and you're all at some level very advanced on this journey of self-discovery, you are going to come to this realization of who you truly are. That realization will be a lightning bolt that will come to you, and you will say, aha, this is who I am. But with this knowledge, where do you go from there? It opens up so much freedom and so much abundance and so much possibility that to the average person, it would be overwhelming. So you have to go at your own pace wherever you are, not judging yourself, not worrying that you're going too slow or too fast, just listening to the emotions that you're feeling as you're going through this time of change, moving from the caterpillar version of you into the cocoon that you're in now, and at some point will emerge as the butterfly when you realize who you truly are, that you have and have always had absolute power over your reality. But to have absolute power over your reality means that you have to let go of everything that you thought was bad or wrong. Because in your idea of bad or wrong will come urges to control those conditions. And in those urges to control conditions, you're adding more fear into your reality. Well, what happens if you are a master creator, able to manifest anything that you want quickly, but yet you're creating out of fear? Well, then the fear-based things will come even quicker and quicker and quicker. And if you're not prepared for it, realizing that those manifestation events that are arising out of fear are there to support you, to show you these limiting beliefs that are causing you to buy into the illusion that the fear or the subject of your fear is real in any way. There is an illusion in physical reality. The illusion is wrong, bad, or imperfect. The truth is good, right, and perfect. As you're moving from this perception of wrong and bad and imperfect to the perception of perfection in everything, you are raising your vibration and your skills or ability to manifest becomes higher and greater. As you raise your vibration, have more clarity, realize what it is you truly want, you get on the track, on the path, on the road, straight to higher powers, greater talents, attributes coming through, more inspiration flowing, more action being taken, more faith that things are always turning out for you. Going quickly with decisions, quickly into new ideas and new inspired thoughts and manifestations and all these things coming quicker and quicker and quicker. But if you're not realizing that some of these limiting beliefs are going to cause fear, fear pops up more obviously. Fear is more intense. Negative emotion is more intense. You're more aware of all these things. And so all you're doing right now as you're playing around with us is you're getting a sense of how this reality actually works. Because you would not want to be a master creator creating out of fear, because you would just create more things to be afraid of. And if you weren't good at looking at and processing your limiting beliefs, you would believe the bad things are true, instead of realizing that all the bad things, all the wrong things, all the imperfection is just part of the illusion. Do you see how, as you raise your vibration, you become faster at manifesting anything? If you're focused on what's wrong or bad, well, then that would imply that you would manifest more of what's wrong or bad into your life. And again, that would only happen if you had limiting beliefs that needed to be cleared out of the way. But if you saw the manifestation events as bad, as proof that your limiting beliefs were true, you would spiral downward, you would be in an alignment less of the time, and you'd act on more urges to change conditions. And those urges to change conditions would simply take you on a path or a detour away from who you truly are. This is not what you intended, and this is not what will happen, because first of all, you will want to get very comfortable with the entire system. You will want to know that there is no inherently bad or wrong things. You want to know that there is no imperfection in the system whatsoever. You want to get comfortable with your ability to redefine what you once thought is bad or wrong. You'll get very comfortable in the company of others who are still living in fear in the old approach to life. You will be very comfortable with them not understanding who you truly are, not respecting where you are on your journey, or not even being able to see it. From their perspective, you will be living an approach to life that will be triggering to them. Because here you are, not worried or wrapped up in the fear that they're all wrapped up in. Here you are doing things that from their perspective seem amazing and risky and downright crazy. Why are you investing in that over there, or starting this new thing over here, or not caring about the Western society of success, that idea of success? Why are you traveling around the world and meeting new people and having new conversations and letting go of the old stuff that used to define you? Why are you not caring so much about what others think? If you don't care what they think from their perspective, they have no control over you anymore. And this is going to trigger them. And you will notice it when they get triggered. And you will want them to be where you are. But that's not possible yet. You'll have to first be that example for them. That example that, wow, this person has faith that everything's getting better. This person has this idea that everything that is coming to them is for their benefit. This person is able to roll with the punches and go with the flow and act on inspired ideas and not care about loss or rejection or even death. They're charting a new course. What are they doing that I'm not doing? How come their life seems to be working in all these areas and my life isn't working? Well, at first, there'll be resistance to this idea. And as you stay firm in who you are, as you maintain this higher vibration, as you accept them for living in fear and do not try to change them or argue with them, they will have new insights. And they will see something in you that resonates with the truth of who they truly are as well. And this is what your true potential is. Your true potential is to stand firm in alignment while they are still living in fear. Because as things move along, there will be more reasons for them to be in fear, but you'll have the clarity to see, oh, that's part of the system. That's part of the awakening. They're being shaken up. I'm no longer buying into all this fear, so it doesn't affect me anymore. They want it still to affect me so that they can feel like they're in this chaos with other people who are equally as fearful as they are. And yet you have no fear because you're opting out of it now. You aren't taking it on. You aren't taking any of it personally. You're realizing this progress of ascension is one of shaking up old belief systems so that you can move into a more empowered, enlightened, and a higher vibrational state of being that perfectly corresponds to who you truly are and what you intended to experience in this lifetime. With that comes this amazing level of power and ease and calmness and clarity and faith, which builds upon itself, moving upwards, till eventually you see, aha, that was the system all along, and it works perfectly. So go with the flow of whatever interests you now. Nothing serious is going on here. Think about why you think something's wrong or bad. Think of it in a new way. Realize the belief system there is simply limiting. That's all it is. It's simply limiting. Yet it only limits you if you allow it. If you can rise above it and see the good in all these things, if you can say, I don't need to hold on to that anymore. I don't need to believe that in order to feel safe. I don't need to fear this happening. In fact, if this thing I fear happens, then that will be for my highest good. There's no need to worry about the future. There's no need to regret the past. There's only this moment right now. In this moment, everything's perfect. It's always perfect. It's always has been perfect. It will always be perfect. There is nothing to fear. The fear is all based on the illusion. And once you understand that fact, once you realize every single thing you've ever feared in your life was all based on the illusion, in reality, there is nothing to fear because why? You are eternal. You are limitless. You are magnificent. You are all beings of love and acceptance. You are all the source creator of your realities. And with that, we'd like to talk to you about anything you'd like to talk about. Who'd like to start?
I'd like to start, Josh.
Kim.
So I had a meeting with Gary this morning, and out of that, I came up with how I have a fear of leaning in. And so can you speak more about leaning in? And I realized that I even don't lean into my being confident in myself or in relationships that I have or all that stuff.
Exactly. So, okay. If you gave 10% and were rejected, you could say, well, I just gave 10%. I didn't really give fully of that. That's why they didn't understand what I offered was of benefit to them or beneficial. If you give 100% and you get rejected, then that means that you did everything you could, everything in your power to be part of a relationship or be in this job or handle this certain thing, and you failed at it. And in that is this fear of rejection, rejecting yourself as a failure, perceiving rejection from others as not good enough, all time back to worthiness. If you are worthy, every single thing you did, you would do 100%. You would be focused and all of your energy would be on that. And in that, you would have true success. However, it's not the success that you think. Humans like to say, oh, I have an inspired idea. I'm going to start this business. And the only way to be successful is to make money, is to have lots of good customers, is to have a perfect review, is to have all these things happening, perfect employees, perfect everything. Yet, that's not what the inspiration's about. The inspiration is to go on a journey from the idea to some other point, and along the way, you'll have expansive experiences and have the potential or the opportunity to gain clarity about yourself. So the only purpose of a relationship is to gain clarity about yourself. The only purpose for a job is to gain clarity about yourself. The only purpose of a vacation is to gain more clarity about yourself. Everything is part of a journey of self-discovery. Yet you're believing that you could be rejected, that you could fail, that you could lose money, that you could make wrong decisions, that you could do all these things. Because your goal or your outcome that you're attached to looks like this. It looks like this idyllic outcome from a limited perspective. From a higher perspective, the only possible outcome is enhanced clarity and self-discovery. So if you could let go of the attachment to the outcome and you say, I'm just on a journey of an experience and I might as well lean in 100% to this experience, and wherever it goes, whatever the outcome is, will be for my highest good, then you can maintain a level of awareness as you're going through it. So you start your business and you look around to lease a building. And so you're going around looking at buildings to lease, and now you're thinking about how much money do I have? How much can I afford in rent? How many sales will I have? Where will these employees come from? All these things. And you'll think in the beginning, well, I have to make this happen. There's no one but me. And as things happen, well, look at this. These employees showed up, and these customers showed up, and the money showed up, and the building showed up, and everything happened perfectly along the way. Oh, except for this one problem here where I had a plumbing leak and I didn't have enough money to fix it. Where's that going to come from? And so you'd have a choice. I'm going to have to figure out how to get the money for that, or I'm going to have to accept that this is showing me a limited belief about something, possibly abundance, possibly help from others, possibly whatever it is. You see, if you could go into any endeavor with the mindset that my limiting beliefs will be shown to me along the way, I'm going to keep my eye out for manifestation events. When a manifestation event comes, I'm going to fully feel the emotion of that, whether it's a positive manifestation event or a negative one. If it's a negative manifestation event and I feel negative emotion, I'm going to fully feel it, but then I'm going to look, why do I feel negative emotion? Oh, I don't think I'm worthy. I don't believe in my own abundance. I don't believe in my own powers of creation. I'm trying to do it all on my own. I'm not tapping into my inner guidance. I'm not able to maintain my alignment. Whatever it is, you will redo your process, your limiting beliefs, expand through that experience, and get to another level. At that next level, you can keep your eye out for the next manifestation event. You can expect an obstacle to happen because you don't want a smooth ride. A smooth ride would be staying in your house, not starting the business, not going out there, not putting yourself out there, not being vulnerable in any way, trying to control manifestation events along the way so that you don't feel negative emotion, and living a very limited experience. On the other hand, this is not what you intended prior to your birth. You intended to expand greatly in this lifetime. You came into this time of awakening at the forefront of thought, at new levels of awareness in this time that had never been thought before. And now you get to play around with that. But if you're still holding on to this ideal that isn't real from the higher perspective, it only seems like a good thing from a limited perspective. You don't want the ideal. You don't want to move to Tahiti and live on the beach the rest of your days. That would be dull. You don't want to have everything smooth and easy. You want to see where you are. And if you're not resisting manifestation events, if you're embracing them as they come, if you're seeing them as gifts from the universe, well, then there's no resistance there. They're easy to go through. You move rapidly to the next level. You peel away the layers of limiting beliefs and you become less limited. Then you get to see your worthiness more. Well, look at this. I actually leaned in 60% on this one. And look how interesting that was. There was a lot of good stuff in there. I feel very satisfied with that. Yes, I'm a little overwhelmed because that's a lot of moving around and a lot of doing and a lot of stuff. And I was processing a lot of limiting beliefs by leaning in that much. But I can see where this is going. I can see where this is leading me to. And I want to go there. I want to go to higher levels of clarity. I want to see myself as who I truly am. I want to prove evidence or show evidence of my manifesting powers and abilities. I want to see that I'm actually abundant, see that I'm absolutely free, see that I am the creator of this reality, and not have to make anything happen on my own. other than act on inspiration, because I know my inner self, who is always guiding me, always supporting me, always moving me in the direction of the intentions I set prior to my birth, always leading me to new levels of self-awareness and self-discovery, I'm going to trust that now, that I get everything I need. And the only reason that you're ever out of alignment is because you want to control this process. You want it to be a certain way. Mm-hmm. You wish it was just like this or just like that or just like the other thing. If you can give up that control, if you can go with the flow of just being in alignment in the moment, receiving thought and doing whatever you can do in the moment, you'll move quickly and effortlessly and easily. It's just the resistance to how it's happening. Oh, that shouldn't have happened. That bill shouldn't have come in. That guy shouldn't have yelled at me. That customer shouldn't have left a bad review. Whatever it is, you should say, yes, that was right. Yes, that was good. Yes, that was for my highest good. Yes, it's all working out. I can see it now. I can see it now. I can see it now. I'm getting this clarity. I'm seeing more and more and more and more of this stuff. Oh, I'm having a fun time here. I'm having an adventure here. I'm having a new thing coming to me here. It's all getting more and new. I don't have to hold on to the structure of the old, because I know that's just my self-imposed limitations. And I can see those limitations from a higher perspective now and let them go. I don't have to carry them with me. It's not protecting me the way I thought it was. It's, while it does give me this construct of this perception of my reality and who I am, it's not necessarily true. I am more than this. There is more abundance going on here. I am more free than I can imagine, and I can create anything I want to create. Let's lean in.
Thank you.
Excellent. Who's next?
I have a question.
Yes.
So this last weekend, I have several manifestation events, and after being aware that everything is for me, it was incredible how they were connected and funny, weird, strange. And everything at the end kind of like funneled into finding something. Like my daughter is not feeling good and she's hurting herself. So I have a reaction. It was just anger of not being able to control the situation. But then I realized that was not what I wanted, and I processed it, and then I felt like everything is fine, even in that situation. So my question, or the clarity that I want, is that it's weird to know that your body is under pain, and I feel really everything is going well, and I'm taking measure, asking for help to help her, because of course she doesn't want talk with me, blah, blah, blah. And I talked to her and told her everything is fine. But I want clarity into that, you know, to know how better I can help her, you know, and to understand the whole situation.
Well, the best way to help her is to know that everything is working out, that she's mm-hmm. coming in here. It's not an accident that she chose you as her mother. She is coming in to also discover who she truly is in a very powerful way. She will have to go through experiences in her youth that will set up her trajectory, because the experience of lack creates a desire for abundance. The experience of confusion creates the desire, or the engine that will move you along, move her along on her journey of self-discovery towards more clarity. Without these experiences, she won't have those engines of growth. The desire is the thing that will propel her forward. For instance, if she was trapped under a car, you would be able to lift the car, because you would be, the desire would create the energy field that would allow you to do something that you could not do before. Because your limiting beliefs were such that, oh, I can't possibly lift a car. The car is too heavy. But the desire changes all that. You say, I will do anything to save my daughter. That desire moves the car. It's that engine. And so all of you, whether you're on this call now or listening at a later date, have had experiences in your youth that cause you to birth desires for the opposite of those experiences. And that's what your trajectory is fueled by, is those desires. You very much want them. Well, now you get to this age and you can realize my main desire, my pre-birth intention that is very powerful, is for higher levels of clarity. That's what I truly want. All of the things that I thought that I wanted to, that I thought would make me feel good, appreciation from others, respect, money, fortune, freedom, all these things that were your outside conditions. Now you know that that is simply a reflection of how you're feeling. So if you have clarity, then you will rise above the illusion, see past the fear, and act on inspired ideas. Those inspired ideas will lead you to more clarity. You've already gotten to this point. How did you get here? Well, you had events in your life that birthed desires so that you would find this information, all part of your pre-birth intentions. Well, she's doing exactly the same thing. But if you smooth out all these events for her, she's not going to build the strong desires. And while you want her to be happy now, what you truly want is her to gain clarity in the future. This life really is just a blip. And childhood is part of the trajectory creation process so that she can end up where she intended to end up. She came to you because you are more likely to be hands-off. You're more likely to see now what's going on with her. You can resist the urge to change her conditions and have the clarity to see that she's going through something that's very important for her. And this will shape her belief systems so that she will be guided along this path to where she wanted to go, whatever that is. And you cannot know what her pre-birth intentions are. You can assume that your pre-birth intentions are similar to hers, but you cannot know. She may come to experience something more specific this time around, but she chose you because with you, she has a greater possibility of you not smoothing out her obstacles for her, but letting her go there and then maintaining your own alignment for what purpose? Well, if you're not in alignment, you're just going to get urges after urges to change her condition. And you're going to want to fix every problem and solve everything. But in alignment, you'll have the inspiration to say the perfect thing at the perfect time that will allow her to see what her beliefs are doing, to see why she's thinking this way, and to give her a little bit of insight early on. Insight, imagine that. Imagine you were here not at this age that you are now, but 20 years ago. Imagine that, what you could create from that perspective. Well, you weren't ready for your life, but maybe she is. Maybe she's going to be the ones that in her teen years or early 20s will fully resonate with her purpose, will fully understand who she is, and will step into her power at that time. It's a possibility. Who knows what it is? But you have to release your attachment to any outcome, because what you think is good for her is based in your perspective that does not truly know who she is or what she's all about or what she intended prior to your birth, her birth. So you feel negative emotion because you see her going through a rough patch. You have an instinct to save her because the number one thing that you cannot do is lose her. If you lost her in any way, you would feel intense negative emotion. You would be absolutely out of alignment. And so in order to protect yourself from that possibility, you try to manage as much as you can to keep her safe. But there will be things that from your perspective, you look at and say, that's a bad thing, that's not safe, that's whatever it is. And you will be urged to jump in and stomp it. And you will stop a lot of it. And you will get in the way a lot. And you will cause her to adopt a lot of limiting beliefs anyway. So don't worry about that. Just think about the things that you can do. Can I ease off now? Can I not say anything now? Can I limit the advice I'm going to give her now? can I wait until I'm in alignment first? And then in alignment, when I'm inspired, I will act on that inspiration. I'm not here to change her. I'm here to support her. Support her not in attaining what you think is good, but in allowing her to travel her path as she intended prior to her birth.
Yeah, and it's so interesting because in the process, and I ask myself, well, everything is for me, right? So what is this situation for me, right? And I think the control, you know, as a human being that we want, like you explained, to control things, especially my daughter, you know, it's very interesting, the level, even though I understand, I could feel it and process it. So, and also there's a lot of fears coming from the past, you know, like experiences in the past that come in. And I think, well, this is for me, because Absolutely. Now I have the opportunity to process it. But also I'm like, oh, but how can I make her happy? Right. And it's funny, yesterday, so I discovered this on Saturday, and yesterday my inspiration was me to feel great. And yesterday I felt amazing, and I did something that I never done before, like bake a pie, never done it before. And so, but I was truly really happy, and but I wanted to have confirmation, because I have fear that this is the right thing to do, instead of what is traditional as a parent that we know what to do, which is worry, act upon it, blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
As a human, you want to solve the problems of all other humans, if you could. Not for their benefit, but for your own benefit. Because when you see the suffering in another, you are putting yourself in those shoes. You are taking yourself out of alignment. You're feeling negative emotion because your inner self is saying, that is not your job. Your job is to add love into your reality, not to change or fix what you perceive as a problem, because that's all from the perspective that something is imperfect. Mm-hmm. As a God, you must know that everything's perfect. You must know that everyone is here on their journey of self-discovery, and you must know that you cannot interfere with any of it. And this is why people say, if there was a God, how could he allow all the suffering? Because as a God, the God can see the suffering as perfect, because it's part of the process of awakening. So as you move from your awareness, limited perspective as a human, to a higher perspective as the creator of your reality, you will move towards more acceptance, less control, more acceptance. The control is based in you're not feeling good as you perceive the conditions. My daughter is not happy, therefore, I need to change this in order for me to be happy. I'm not happy when she's not happy, therefore, I have to change the conditions so she's happy so I can be happy. As the creator, you realize the outside conditions, including your daughter, cannot affect you unless you choose to allow them to affect you. If you're choosing to allow them to affect you, you still have limiting beliefs. Those limiting beliefs must be processed for you to ascend to higher levels of self-discovery and awareness, you see. And so your daughter plays that role perfectly because she's so important to you. If it was your neighbor, you would care less. If it was someone living on the other side of the planet, you would care not at all. Mm-hmm. But the daughter you care about, because you tie your happiness to her, even though she's outside of you. Mm-hmm. Therefore, she's your greatest teacher because mm-hmm. she's so important. And that's how it's for you.
That's beautiful. Thank you.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Who's next? Your wrong decision. That's not possible. Nothing bad can happen. That's not possible. All that can happen is that you'll be made aware of limiting beliefs. And you want to know where your limiting beliefs are. So let's say this. Let's say you're being fun and easy and just looking at houses and seeing what's out there. And there's no negative emotion in that. Why? Because there's no outcome. You're not attached to any outcome. You're just having fun. You're just playing around. You haven't made any commitments. So now you find something you like and you have to make a decision. The decision is we put an offer on the house or we don't. Obviously, the inspiration is to put an offer on the house. It matches who you are. It is totally aligned with your purpose. It is moving through fear to do what you're inspired to do. Or you can succumb to the fear and not do anything, which is an urge to control the conditions by not doing anything. And so you say, we're going to push past the fear and we're going to make an offer to the house. What's the worst that can happen? They'll either accept it or reject it or counteroffer. And so you say, okay, we'll do this. It still doesn't mean anything. We'll still be subject to financing, subject to inspections, all these outs. We have all these outs. And so if your vibration is aligned and this is the house, the offer, no matter what, will be accepted. And now you'll come to another step, more fear. Okay, now we have to apply for the mortgage. Now we have to put a deposit down. Now we have to keep going. And then you'll be plagued with urges to change the conditions. No, don't do it. Back out. Run away. Stay small. Stay limited. And this isn't a house. This is a job. This is a relationship. This is your own health. This is every single thing that you want is on the other side of these fears. And you either say, I'm pushing past the fear and I'm doing the thing I'm inspired to do, or you say, I'm succumbing to the fear. If you say, I'm pushing past the fear, you're moving along your journey of self-discovery as you intended. You're pushing past fear. You're not living in fear. You're pushing past fear. But if you succumb to fear, then you're living in fear. You're living in limitation. You're in absolute conflict with what you intended prior to your birth. You are denying who you truly are. You are ignoring the laws of the universe. You are rejecting your abundance and freedom. You are living in your prison cell, even though the door is wide open. You're afraid to move out because what? Outside the prison cell, there might be bad things, but all those bad things are illusions. So what could happen to you here? You make the application, you get approved, the house is fine, you move in, and your payment is how much more than you pay now?
It's like $600 more.
$600 more. Oh my God. Oh my God. And then you say, hold on, it's actually not $600 more. Why not? We have a mortgage tax deduction. We have appreciation. We have all these things going on. This is building wealth. This is actually easy. Oh, someone just got a promotion. Oh, someone just got a new job. Oh, someone just got an inheritance. Oh, the money's flowing in. Oh, guess what? We can pay this $600 a month. It's working out. There's less of this to do, less of that to do. We're not getting more than $600. We're getting exactly the $600 that we need. Why? Because abundance is receiving what you need when you need it to do what you need to do. And if you don't need it, it can't come. But if you stretch yourself and have faith, then that will come. And the universe will show you that every time. Now, if you don't believe it, well, then you're going into a manifestation event because your inner self believes it and your inner self wants you so badly to believe it. So if you don't believe it, you'll have an abundance of evidence to show you, oh, you made such a dumb decision. Who are you to think about buying a house? You're not worthy of buying a house, to shake you up, to see that's the old approach. That's living in fear and limitation. You are a limitless being. You can be, have, and do anything. The fact that it's only $600 a month is hysterically funny to us. Why not $100,000 a month? Why not $1 million a month? Well, you're not ready for that yet, but you could be, and you do it by stretching yourself incrementally. A little stretch here, a little stretch here. What more? Now, say that you're in the house at $600 a month more, you're going to have new ideas. You're going to have new inspiration. That new inspiration is also going to stretch you. Oh, I could start this new business, or I have this new idea, or we can invest in this thing over here, or I can bring in money from other people, or we can start this whole thing together. And then you move along a journey of self-discovery to discover what? that you were the creator of this whole time and that you've been playing it small. Why? Because these fears that were never real. Because what happens if you don't pay the payment?
I don't know. I mean, if you don't pay it enough, I guess they'll take your house. They'll foreclose on you.
And then what happens? And then what happens?
Then you go back to renting.
So you're back at the same place that the worst possible thing that can happen, you're back at the same place. So doesn't that seem, from a higher perspective, like a wonderful idea? Because you have nothing to lose. You're already inside the prison cell. There isn't any other prison cells to go to. That's where you are. All you can do is go up from here. And if you go up, you'll be tested where your beliefs lie every step of the way. And you'll have to process those beliefs for yourself, because this is your reality. It's not your husband. It's not your kids. It's not your parents. It's not your friends. It's your reality. How are you processing it? Oh, he's normally a Debbie Downer. Suddenly, he's all interested in this. That's
Harry.
No, that's you. That's you. Because you've shown enough courage and faith over the last year or so that you can do things that you never thought you could do before. And you've proved it over and over and over again. That's success. That's success. That's success. This book, that thing, all these things that you've done, you didn't know you could do before. Imagine saying, well, I'm not going to take this step unless I know exactly how it's going to work out and where it's going to come from and all this stuff.
I don't have to imagine that. That is my life.
Exactly. Except in this one area, you're like, fear. It makes no sense from a higher perspective, but from a limited perspective, we see exactly where it makes sense. But if you can look at it from the higher perspective, why were you inspired to a house in the first place? Why are you inspired to go beyond your budget in the first place? Because you are stretching your beliefs about who you are and what's possible for you. That's why it came. That's why the inspiration came to you. Now, your choice is to succumb to fear or to go bravely and boldly, leaning in 100% without a care in the world what happens. I don't care if we get it. I don't care if we get it and lose it. I don't care if we lose it. I don't care at all. It's just the experience. Write the contract, write the offer, full price. Who cares? We're not needing to negotiate anything. We don't care about any of that limited thinking anymore. We are not trying to protect ourselves. We are acting on inspiration, having faith in that, having faith that your inner self is guiding you not to the house, but to a journey of processing limiting beliefs and pushing past fear. That's all that is.
Well, that makes sense if there's so much fear then.
Well, there's fear there. But what will happen if you push past the fear, have the experience, buy the house, live in the house for 5 years, and are ready to buy another house? What do you think the fear will be then?
Different, but way less.
Way less. Why?
Because it worked out. Like, once you've practiced it, it's easier.
Because you've been on the roller coaster, you saw the roller coaster didn't kill you, and you realize it was nothing more than a fun ride. Let's do it again. But this time it's not going to be as exciting. So you'll have to buy a much bigger house to get the same level of excitement. And you'll have to stretch and stretch and stretch. And this is what you want to do. You want to stretch your belief system. Stretch what's possible for you. Stretch your idea of worthiness. Why are some people able to own houses and you can't? Are they more worthy than you? What are they? How are they different then?
They just push past that fear before me.
Because why?
Oh, I mean, a variety of reasons, I guess.
They believed it was worth it. They believed, from whatever their perspective was, that the outcome was worth it for them. That's all it was. All they believed was that if we do this, it'll be better for us.
Yeah, which when I weigh it out, right, I'm always like, oh no, it's way too scary.
Don't weigh anything out anymore. Do not,
I'm not weighing
no
anymore.
Pros, no cons. It's all pros. There doesn't need to be one con on your list. That's trying to protect yourself. Why would you protect yourself in an environment that's designed to support you every way? What are you protecting yourself from? You're protecting yourself from good. I don't want any more good. because it could possibly be bad. But there is no bad or wrong. That's the illusion. It'll always turn out for your benefit. And Gary lost everything. He lost his house, his office, all these investment properties, another house mm-hmm. they were building, all this stuff. He lost it all. Turns out, best thing that ever happened. Best thing that ever happened.
Oh man, just the idea. I think I just feel like it's just stupid to do something that you know you is a stretch. You know, like if you don't know that it's there. In my mind, there's like, that's just dumb. Don't do dumb things.
Excellent. So who's telling you it's dumb? Would that be your inner self?
My dad.
Would that be your inner self, or would that be the voice of fear?
No, it's always fear. It's just really loud,
now,
though.
If you listened to fear, would you be living the life that you intended to live?
No.
And if you listened to inspiration, would you be living the life you intended to live?
Yes.
Now, yes, that fear is loud, but how loud is it on a scale of 1 to 10?
Well, it's just like this low groan.
Okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, how loud is it?
It's probably, depending on where it is, I'd say it's like a 6.
A 6. And can you push past a 6?
Yeah, I just say that's not real and I'm just moving on.
Now, what happens if it goes to a 6.5? Can you push past a 6.5?
I can.
What happens if it goes to a 10? Can you push past a 10?
I can, because it's just ridiculous.
So what would the thing be that you think is impossible? Because that's what a 10 would be.
Oh, is impossible? Like having the house that I actually want. That's for sure impossible.
Excellent.
Because I'm not going to put an offer in on a house that's like twice as much as I can afford to pay right now. It's too much of a stretch.
Let's imagine that you could afford comfortably a $200,000 house.
Okay.
Terrible neighborhood, poor condition, enough bedrooms, falling apart, not appreciating. Let's say now that the house that would be nice is a $400,000 house.
Okay.
Let's say that there is no difference between the two. If you can manifest the 200 one, you can manifest the 400 one. The only difference is that fear. That fear of the $200,000 house is a 5 and the fear of the $400 house is a 9. All you have to do is get better at pushing past the fear. Now, if you can push past the fear of the house of the 9 level of fear, you can have that house. When you get into the house, you'll notice two things. You love it. You're in alignment. You're having a good time. It's appreciating like crazy. It starts to double in value every 3 years. It is closer to work. It makes a lot of sense. There's so much less maintenance. There's no worry about crime. Everything's great about it. That was the house for you. But you settled on the one because you were unable to push past more fear. Mm-hmm. Everything you want will come down to your ability to push past all this fear and accept that if the bad thing happens, the thing that you think happens, which is losing the house and going back to renting anyway, is that you'll feel embarrassed. You'll feel negative emotion, whatever it is. And all you're afraid of is that negative emotion you think you'll feel. But if you reframe all this stuff and you say, at least I tried, at least I went for it, at least I had faith in the universe. And now it's showing me that I was still had some limiting beliefs that I'm going to process now, and I'm going to try again and again, and I'm going to get that $400,000 house. I'm going to get the $1 million house. I'm going to get the $10 million house. Nothing is going to stop me. I'm going to write this book. I'm going to start this school. I'm going to do this business. I'm going to do everything. I'm going to dive in deeper in my relationships with everybody. I'm going to give 100%. I'm going to lean into everything and laugh at the fear. That's what you intended. That's who you truly are. That's where all of you are. Push past a little more fear and you're going to live the lives that you intend to live without inner conflict or stress. And that will be fun. With that, we are complete and we wish you a wonderful week.
Thank you, Joshua.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Joshua Live. If you have a question you would like Joshua to answer on the show, send us a message on Facebook at www.facebook.com/teachingsofjoshua. As always, remember that you are loved more than you can imagine by more than you could ever count. We'll see you next time.